T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line with us from MLB.com is a man who covered the Phillies for a long time. New crisis to deal with today. The great Todd Zielecki. Hi, Toddy.
Good morning, Angelo.
Todd, how big is this story? ESPN reporting that last season during the collapse, the team was playing video games during the game and Carlos Santana smashed the TV with his bat.
Yeah, I think the biggest part of this story is not that Carlos Santana bashed the TVs, but that it was actually going on during the game. I'll be honest, I had never heard that they were playing video games during the actual baseball games. I knew that a lot of players in there played Fortnite, but my understanding was always that it was in the hotels after the game. You know, Nick Williams talked about that early in the season. You know, hey, you know, when he wasn't playing every day, he's like, well, now I can just play more of Fortnite. and I knew that they played video games before the game, but the detail of it actually happening while the Phillies were in this historic tailspin was news to me. But yeah, that to me is clearly the biggest issue here.
All right, I got to tell you, Todd, Nick Williams announcing, oh, I'm here, now I can play more Fortnite, would not be something that would impress me as a guy to cover the team. Todd, obviously the team was aware of this obsession the team had. Did they do anything to try to stop it?
No, they did not. And I think that is why after the season, Gabe realized that he actually has to have some rules in that clubhouse. And it sounds crazy to say that you have to make a rule that to say, hey, during the game, be in the dugout and support your teammates. But, you know, clearly some players did not do that. And so that's why this spring they got a bunch of players together and kind of laid down some ground rules. And, you know, Gabe referred to that in February during his first kind of meeting with us, saying, hey, you know, we're making some more boundaries to make it clear that when you're here to work. And we asked him to kind of explain, and we asked around, and nobody would really say anything. But now, clearly, this is what he meant. Players were not in the dugout during the game. And the funny thing is you could see it during the games, but anytime you would ask about it, they'd say, well, you know, some guys are getting treatment, some guys are in the cage, some guys are watching video, which are all, you know, Chase Utley would watch video in between at bats. You know, a lot of players do that. A lot of players would be in the cage if they knew they were going to pinch hit in the game. But clearly that wasn't going on with this team so much. It was more sitting in the clubhouse. What I was told yesterday, it wasn't just video games. It was just, also guys in the clubhouse flipping through their phones, just hanging out on their phones, you know, going through, I guess, Instagram or Twitter or whatever.
All right. So unfocused, Todd. Nobody in the media covered it until ESPN got the quotes from Carlos Santana earlier this week. Is it a story everybody missed? Why did you guys miss it? What do you think now as you look back on it?
Yeah, I think the reason that it was missed is because nobody had hinted that, again, that it was happening during the actual Phillies games. You know, like I said, I had heard that they were, you know, I hear players all the time talking about Fortnite, but it was never brought up. And that was the thing that was kind of, you know, I take a step back when something like this happens. I go like, okay, how did this story come about? Like, did Jeff Passan, who's an awesome reporter for ESPN, just start talking to Carlos Santana? Hey, you happy to be back in Cleveland? Did Carlos say, yeah, as a matter of fact, I am, because I didn't like it in Philly? Well, why is that? Well, because guys were playing video games during the game, and I ended up beating up a couple TVs over it. Was it something like that? Was it, you know, who knows? But, yeah, that's why I think we missed it.
All right, Todd, I'm very curious about this. If you identified a couple of guys that are known devotees of Fortnite. We have an actual quote. This was when Nick Williams was on with Michael Barkin at NBC Sports Philadelphia, talking about him and a teammate who were infatuated with the game. Let's listen.
Are you a big Fortnite guy?
Yeah, I love it. I've heard of, like, people talking about it when I was at the gym and off-season. And
JP kept telling me, you get on it, you get on it. And then I finally said, all right, I'll try it. And then once I started playing it, it was just making me really mad all the time.
All right, and Tyler, it got even worse. He said that it got so bad for him, his fiance got involved. Listen to this.
Do you play every day?
Not every day. You know, the fiance, she'll get highly upset if I'm on there all day spending all my time on this.
It sounds like, Todd, his fiance took a much stronger stand than Gabe Kapler.
Right.
Todd.
Yeah.
Todd, why didn't they do anything? You got to be kidding me. No one noticed this in the organization. Kapler had to be aware of their addiction to Fortnite. Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I do think it reflects, you know, poorly on Gabe. And, you know, like he went into last season. Remember going into last season, like, listen, there's no boundaries. We're going to let the players police themselves.
Don't set
alarms.
Their
Yeah, we want their individuality to come out. But despite the fact that these are grown men making millions of dollars, you still have to have some boundaries in place. And quite frankly, I just think that it was his style to, well, if it's an issue, the players will take care of it themselves.
Yeah, that's stupid.
But I think that at the end of the season, I did write this, and I did ask this question several times. You know, I thought some players in that team quit. And, you know, that does still irritate Gabe to this day. He does not believe that players quit. But I happen to think that some players did quit. And I don't know if it's because they were playing Fortnite during the game, but I think it just showed kind of a lack of, you know, lack of structure, lack of boundaries, a lack of discipline.
You understand what you're saying, Todd? You're saying that the team quit on baseball, but not on Fortnite.
Right.
That's worrisome to me. That's all I'm saying. All right, let me get to a couple other things. So from this, there are different rules. Does this address why the team changed the culture by bringing in the Andrew McCutchins, players like that, who they knew were clubhouse leaders?
Yes, I think that is I talked with somebody yesterday who said this will not happen again, and we believe this will not happen again because now there is Andrew McCutchin, former MVP, former All-Star, respected team leader, JT Realmuto, former All-Star, and really just an imposing presence in the clubhouse. Bryce Harper, you know, former MVP, All-Star, you know, he came here to win. He signed a 13-year contract. He's not going to want to see players screwing around in the clubhouse during the game or not being in the dugout supporting his teammates. You know, David Robertson, who was a closer for the Yankees, he saw the way it was done in New York. And so that's in talking to players yesterday here in Clearwater, they feel that this was an issue last year, although they deny knowing about it. I don't believe that. I think the players knew that, you know, they could see that nobody was in the dugout during the games. I think that they feel that this is not going to happen again, that they have set defined rules. Everybody's got to be out in the field for the national anthem. So stuff like that, you know, just some rules. And it's kind of sad that you have to make those rules, but because I don't think that you had to make those rules with Chase Utley and Roy Halladay and Jimmy Rollins. I think, you know, somebody said to me, if Chase Utley was on this team, that those TVs would have been bashed on the third game of the season it wouldn't have been game 161.
You need people like that. All right, Todd, let's play a game. I'm going to end with this. Three strikes and you're out in baseball, correct? That rule hasn't changed. Gabe Kapler's at the plate. Historic collapse at the end of his rookie season. Strike one?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Allegations that he covered up a sexual assault while employed by the Dodgers are still unaddressed publicly. Strike two?
I guess you could say that. Yeah, it depends. The Phillies obviously feel differently on that, but I would think the collapse would be a bigger one. But yeah, we could go with
two
that.
Al, he's up. Kapler's got an 0-2 count.
0-2.
This is a big one. Fortnite. Strike three, Todd?
No, I don't see. Here's the tough part, Angela. I don't know if it's a strike three, but I do think it adds to the list of reasons why that Gabe Kapler has to go out and get off to a fast start and win this year. You know, it adds kind of to a list. You know, what happened early last season, people still haven't forgot. I think the last couple of weeks ago, I talked to you. You know, he got booed at the Sixers game in the offseason because fans are, you know, they're not buying in yet exactly. And so I think he's going to have to get off to a hot start. I think he starts the season almost on the proverbial hot seat. For sure. For sure.
Right.
And this,
interesting.
And this does not help matters. This is just kind of another thing that people are talking about.
Right. Let me try to explain what Todd just said, Al.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe checked his third string, and now we're looking down a first to appeal.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't know yet with the Todd, the fact that they changed the roster so much says to me they were covering up a weakness of their manager that he didn't handle it himself. That now they're looking to clubhouse leaders to do it because the manager showed he couldn't. He's on a real short leash. Bad April, he's done, Todd. Bad April, he's gone.
I do agree. I think there's a tremendous amount of pressure. You know, you can't get off to a bad start. You can't be in right. July, you know, 6-7 games under 500. It's just not going to fly. When you invest $330 million, actually more than that, much more than that, they have to make the playoffs this year.
Hey, Todd,
in my opinion,
I'm just wondering, what was Carlos Santana's relationship like with Kapler, and did he envision the reaction that would happen as a result of saying this?
You know, Carlos came into the team as kind of billed as a team leader. You know, in terms of his reaction, I think it was very surprising because he was very mild-mannered, didn't really seem to say a heck of a lot throughout the season. But Gabe, I guess, talked with Carlos the next day and asked what was going on. Now, again, it's just hard to believe that, you know, nobody knew that this was going on during the game. And I think Carlos just finally snapped. He had finally had enough. You know, Carlos had been in Cleveland for years making the playoffs. They went to the World Series, and he's sitting there going, you know, we're finishing the season 17-34. I mean, how about a little bit of extra effort?
Yeah. And you know what's really sad about it, Todd? The most solid contact Carlos himself made in the month of September was when the bat hit the middle of the TV screen.
I was saying to somebody this yesterday, I said, this might be his greatest impact on the Phillies. Like, if
that's something.
Bashing those TVs
right.
could have changed, you know, set some actual real ground rules, which should have been in place in the first place, and maybe that helps this team better this year. Who knows?
And they charged him for it.
They did charge him for the TV, right, Todd?
I believe he has to pay. If you bash something in the clubhouse, you break something, you have to buy it.
If he was still a Philly, I'd do a GoFundMe, but he's on his own. Todd Zalecki, Bombaya. Thank you, Todd. Our
Thanks.
Baseball expert, MLB.com. That's some juicy stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.